I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know as we continue to reflect on the passing of Queen Elizabeth. Let's seek to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything's ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. Jesus spoke these words of comfort to his disciples just before his crucifixion. The disciples seemed to have had very little idea of what was going on, and they certainly hadn't understood that Jesus was going to be leaving them very soon. But Jesus knew that they would need reassurance as they passed through these turbulent and challenging days. In short, he said there was nothing to worry about, because God had made perfect plans for the future. As we mourn the passing of Queen Elizabeth, it's wonderful that we're able to do so with the sure knowledge that she knew that her life was secure in God's hands. She was happy to be extremely public and clear about her personal devotion to Christ and her desire to live and work for him. She knew where she was going and that there was nothing to worry about. It reminds me of family holidays. When I was a little boy, we would always go on holiday for 2 weeks and mostly to the Isle of Wight. On many occasions, we stayed in a little cottage at Compton, which looked across Freshwater Bay. It was wonderful in every way. We would spend time on the beach, but also collecting wild flowers, and as a little boy, I hadn't a single clue about the arrangements that had to be made to get us there or to rent the cottage. But what is more, I didn't need to have a clue about the arrangements because my father had done it all. I could trust him, and I did. Whenever we face death, we're all bound to look to the future and wonder what's going to happen to us. I believe that we need only to look to our Heavenly Father and know that he can be trusted. He's made the arrangements, and all we need to do is to put our lives in his hands. Let me pray with you. Loving God, as we thank you for Queen Elizabeth, we praise you for her inspiring faith. We thank you that she placed her life in your hands and that she was confident about the future that you had prepared for her. We pray for King Charles and the royal family and for our whole nation, that at this time of sadness, we will place our lives afresh in your loving hands. Amen.